You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which will allow us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So, if you would do me that favor, I would really, really appreciate it. You know, I was walking through a busy store the other day and I couldn't help but notice something troubling. Everywhere I looked, I saw talented people, brilliant minds, creative souls, natural born leaders, just going through the motions, punching time clocks, following the crowd, keeping their heads down. And it got me to thinking, are we using the gifts God has given us? Now, I want you to know something. I know what you might be thinking right now. This sounds something like our parents used to worry about things way back in the simpler times. But let me tell you, friends, in our fast-paced digital world of 2025, this question is just relevant. And it's not just relevant, it's absolutely critical. So I wanted to replay an episode that I did a while back. See, we're living in unprecedented times, and it's fitting for where we are today. We've got artificial intelligence changing how we work, social media just telling us who we should be, and a culture that seems to value conformity over calling. But here's the thing. Your gifts, those unique abilities and passions that the Almighty placed in your heart, they weren't meant to gather dust on some shelf while you scroll through life. See, every generation thinks they're facing challenges no one has ever faced before. But the truth is, whether it's 1955 or 2025, people have always struggled with the same fundamental question. Am I living the life I was meant to live? Am I using what I've been given to make a difference? The difference today? We've got more distractions than ever, more videos telling us that success should, what it should look like, and more ways to avoid that still small voice that's been trying to get our attention. So today, we're going to replay a show that talks about recognizing those gifts, even when they don't look like what the world says they should. We'll discuss why so many of us bury our talents under fear, comparison, and the pressure to fit in. And most importantly, we'll explore how stepping into your God-given purpose isn't just for you. It's exactly what our hurting world needs right now. Because what I believe is, friends, in a time when everything feels artificial, when authenticity is rare as chicken teeth, the world is desperate for people brave enough to be exactly who they are created to be. Your gifts aren't accidents. They're not luxuries. They're responsibilities. This is your reminder that you were made for something beautiful. The question is, what are you going to do about it? So sit back and enjoy one of our most popular episodes, Unlocking Your Potential, the power of using your gifts for a greater purpose. What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rod Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find The Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you will have access to all of our social media outlets. You know, I was driving home the other day, and I passed by an old piano sitting on someone's curb. It was tagged free, probably on its way to a landfill, I'm sure. Had beautiful wood grain, right? Just needed some love and some tuning. And it got me to thinking, how many of us are like that piano? Full of potential, designed with purpose, but somehow left unused. Our gifts just collecting dust. So my question to you is, are we truly using the gifts that God has blessed us with? Each of us has we've been uniquely crafted by our Creator. We have abilities, talents, and qualities that no one else possesses in quite the same way. Maybe you have a gift for listening. Maybe you have a gift for numbers or creativity or for teaching or for encouragement, some for organization, some for healing. But the question isn't whether you have the gifts. The question is, what are you doing with them? Let me share a story about this guy named Alex. Alex has this incredible voice. You know, the kind that makes you stop in your tracks when you hear him sing. He grew up in a church choir. And you know, at that time, everybody knew that he had something special. Throughout his life, music teachers would beg him to just develop and hone his skills. His family would even encourage him as well. But somehow along the way, fear crept in. Fear of failure, fear of not being good enough, fear of standing out. So today, Alex is probably about 45 years old. He works at a job that he tolerates. And that beautiful voice of his, it's confined to his shower and an occasional humming in the car. When I asked him about it recently, there was some real regret in his eyes. He says, "I always thought I'd get around to it someday, but that someday never came." That is the tragedy of unused gifts. They don't just affect us. They affect everyone who might have been touched by them. How many people might have found comfort, joy, or even inspiration through Alex's voice? I guess we'll never know. Or consider Sandra. Sandra has this extraordinary gift for mathematics. Something not many people have. She could have explained, and she starts to, you know, explain complex concepts to anybody in ways that would just make it sound even exciting. But she downplayed her talent, thinking it wasn't important enough. Just wasn't important enough for her to do something serious with. Today, countless students could have discovered the beauty of mathematics under her guidance, but they never will. So why do we do this? Why do we leave our gifts unopened or even half developed? Sometimes it's fear, as with Alex. Sometimes it's because we compare our gifts to others and we start to tell ourselves, I'm not as talented as her, or my gift isn't as impressive as his. Sometimes we're simply distracted by the urgent demands of everyday life. Between, say, work deadlines, family responsibilities, and the constant ping of notifications from our phone, developing our gifts falls to the bottom of the priority list. And sometimes, let's just be honest, it's just downright laziness. Developing gifts takes work. It takes discipline. It takes pushing through the awkward beginner phase where we're not very good at all. But my friends, none of these reasons stand up when we consider what's truly at stake. So, what is the divine purpose of your gifts? You see, your gifts weren't randomly assigned. They weren't given to you to merely for your enjoyment or your personal success. They were entrusted to you for a greater purpose, and that purpose is to serve others and glorify God. Think about it this way. When you receive a gift for Christmas, what is the proper response? You open it, you express gratitude, and then you use it. Imagine telling your grandmother, "Thanks for the sweater. I'll just keep it in the box forever." That would be considered ungrateful, wouldn't it? Yet, how often do we treat God's gifts that way? And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishcustombuilders.com. Where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. Now, let's talk about putting those gifts into action. Alicia discovered in her 30s that she had a gift for mentoring young women. Nothing flashy. She just simply had this gift for the ability to listen without judgment, ask the right questions, and help others see their own potential. For years, she did nothing formal with this gift. But about 5 years ago, Alicia started a small mentoring group at her church. She didn't wait until she had some fancy degree or a perfect program. She simply started with what she had. Today, more than 50 young women have been through Alicia's mentoring program. She's had helped them overcome addiction. Others have found their courage to finish their education, and some even left abusive relationships. Several have gone on to become mentors themselves, creating this beautiful ripple effect. And that is the power of one person using their gift. Consider Travis. Travis has always been good with his hands. He's fixing things, building things. When he retired due to a company downsizing, he could have just stayed in his garage and just piddled around, right? But instead, he started volunteering with a housing ministry, teaching young people basic construction skills while helping provide homes for families in need. The houses that Travis helped build provided shelter. The skills that he taught provided livelihoods, but perhaps the most important thing was his willingness to share his gifts, and that provided hope. This is a living demonstration that one person using what God gave made a tangible difference. Now, what is the cost of holding back on those gifts? Every time we neglect our gifts, we're not just letting ourselves down. We're withholding something vital from a world in which it desperately needs your help. Think about the people that you can only reach. Think about the unique contribution only you can make. The problem only you can solve with a particular combination of your gifts and experiences. When we try to bury our talents out of fear and neglect, we're essentially saying, "God, I know better what to do with these talents than you." So maybe right now, maybe you're thinking, "But I've waited so long, or I've wasted so much time, or even saying it's too late." I need you to listen, and I need you to listen carefully. As long as you have breath in your lungs, it's never too late to begin using your gifts. Because you see, God's not interested in your excuses. He's interested in your obedience going forward. You can start small, start imperfectly, but just start. If you have a gift for encouragement, send that text or make that phone call to the one that you've been putting off. If you have a gift for teaching, volunteer at your local church or community center. If you have a gift for creativity, make something and share it, even if it's not perfect. If you have a gift for organization, offer to help that overwhelmed friend or a local nonprofit. Your gift doesn't need to earn you a paycheck or public recognition to be valuable. It just simply needs to be put into service. So as we close this episode, I want to leave you with the words of Apostle Peter, who understood clearly the purpose of urgency, the purpose and urgency of using our God-given gifts. 1 Peter 4:10-11, he says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks with the very words of God. If anyone who serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ." Did you catch that? Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. Not might, not could, not when you feel ready, or even when it's convenient. Should. It's a divine imperative. And why? So that in all things God may be praised. Our gifts, properly used, don't point to us. They point to the giver. Friends, as you go about your week, I want to challenge you to do something, do some honest reflecting, right? What gifts has God entrusted you that might be sitting unused? What fears or excuses that you've used have kept you from developing? Who might be waiting, perhaps without even knowing it, for you to step into the fullness of what God has equipped you to do? So don't let another day go by without unwrapping the gifts you've been given. The world needs only what you can offer. Until next time, this is Rob Manuel. And you know, it would mean the world to me if you would just share this episode with just one person. And hey, let's be more than podcast friends. Hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can have access to all of our social media outlets. And I'll leave you with this, my friends. Be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.